Every year, immigrants send hundreds of billions of dollars to their families back home through money remitters. After the 9/11 attacks, investigators discovered that terrorists were also using money remitters to fund their activities without being traced. So the U.S. Treasury Department has imposed a series of regulations on the business. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the effect these laws have had.
2 months after the September 11th terrorist attacks, the owner of Barack Money Transfers testified before the Senate Banking Committee. According to the hearing transcript, here's what Rahim Barack said. Without the money families send from the U.S. and other countries, many of the families in Pakistan would not be able to pay rent or afford food and other basic needs. Barack went on, "I know all of my customers, and I would never send money for a family that I do not know." Rahim Barack was unavailable to speak on tape for this story. He is not accused of funding terrorism, but in May of this year, he pleaded guilty to operating an unregistered money remittal business. He's now awaiting sentencing.
The reason why money remittal businesses are attractive to drug traffickers or terrorists is because there is such a small paper trail associated with the business.
Paul McNulty is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, where Barack was indicted.
The ability to avoid violating the law is not that difficult. Registering is a pretty straightforward process. And once registered, then the business can continue to operate.
Barack was accused of violating a law that requires money remitters to keep strict records of who sends money where. Stuart Levy is the Treasury Department's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Crimes.
Folks need to come and provide us with their information about where they are and who they are. But perhaps even more importantly, they're subject to the various basic anti-money laundering rules that exist for banks and other financial institutions.
Since these rules were strengthened after 9/11, more than 20,000 money remittal companies have registered with the federal government. Douglas Farah studied money remittal services extensively for his book, Blood from Stones, The Secret Financial Network of Terror. He thinks government regulation is the wrong answer.
If you overregulate or come down very hard on the informal system, it'll simply drive them deeper underground, making more and more difficult to get at, and the transaction would continue.
Farah thinks a better approach would be to use human intelligence.
There is a great body of knowledge within the community of how things operate, who does what to whom, and it's a close-knit group that whose families have often been in it for many years and different things like that, where you could gather a lot more information in a much more informal system than trying to get people to sit down and fill out questionnaires and forms.
Even when money remitters do register with the federal government, their customers may go elsewhere rather than share personal information with authorities. Kazi Asaduzaman is CEO of Shanali Exchange, which is based in New York. The company has 8 branches across the country and sends money to Bangladesh exclusively. Asaduzaman says his company strictly adheres to federal regulations, so they sometimes lose customers.
When we started asking for information, identity documents, a lot of people told us that, okay, we are going somewhere else. But we had nothing to do. We had to just stay on our policy.
Asaduzaman says since the government started linking money remitters to terrorism, it's also become much more difficult for people in the business to get backing from American banks.
Banks are not willing to keep these accounts, for they are worried about if anything happens, they might be penalized, they may lose their reputation, etc., etc.
The federal government has been reassuring banks that most money remitters do business that is completely legitimate. But when the next terrorist attack happens, nobody wants to be pegged as part of the money trail. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.